6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy, C4.
And it's your favorite bar, Bay, from the web bar. Once again, at the Open Bar Podcast. Hi, C4.
Hey, we're back with another episode. Today we have a special guest. I was about to say special guest, but I'll try not to say special guest. It's hard not to say special guest when everybody is new on our show. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. So I'm Steven Mitz, and I'm the right there.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm Steven Mitz. and I'm the founder and CEO of IB20 Terp Vodka, or 420. Call it either one.
IB20?
IB20.
Oh, because Roman numeral IB.
There you go. We 420 all day. So we were founded on 420. We launched on 420. We spent 4 years and 20 days on research on it.
Okay. I like that.
It's
all 420.
Aesthetics.
Right.
Why didn't wear a green shirt?
Honestly, I was looking for something, but I couldn't find it.
I'm wondering why.
You know, that's probably, it's my fault. I should have brought shirts. So next time, you know, we'll bring it up.
Easy call. We're going to have milestone episodes.
Exactly.
We are. And I know this is going to be probably one of the episodes that, like, get high viewing numbers. So
high.
We're about to see. This is the one what we're looking at right now is something that's definitely different. So, of course, we want to get into the business.
Yes. Let's start off with...
What you want to do? The bottle design?
The design, yeah. the idea behind it, the idea behind the name, everything.
It all started in COVID times, honestly. So my business partner, man by the name of Ro Rustin, he and I were in the Army together, and we've been in and out of each other's lives, you know, 20 years now. We were on a catch-up call in COVID, like you do, right? Everybody's kind of just sitting at home, catching up with family and friends.
Right.
And he's like, I've been working on this little, you know, design. And I'm like, okay, what is it? Like, what is it, you know? And it was an early version of this, you know? And I was like, well, what do you want to do with that? Like, what are you going to do with that? And he's like, I don't know, something.
He was designing the bottle.
He was just designing a bottle. He always had a dream of, like, designing, you know, cologne bottles and perfume bottles, really? And that kind of thing. He's a design mind.
Very design, because I believe this. When I'm like a big perfume girly, and I die over a nicely made bottle. Mm-hmm. Like, presentation is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never think about people who aspire to, like, that's creatively design.
He wanted to see one of his visions come to a reality. And so it's like now when people see the bottle, they're like you. You literally been holding this bottle for 20 minutes, pouring, making drinks with it, and you didn't even realize what it was until you turn it sideways, right? And so there's some nuance, some subtlety to it, yes, but in his mind, it was like so obvious, you know, the shape of a bottle.
Did he ever get mad when people didn't know these? Why are they not seeing it?
People still don't see it. People still don't see it right now, you know? If you hold it, they see it.
Do you see it, you guys? Not just driving the boat.
And we can hear. We'll get a close up on this, so you can actually see the detail here. Oops. Right? Right?
That is crazy.
So like that, down to the burn, right? Yeah. And everything. So it looks like literally looks like a lit joint. There mm-hmm. we go. Right? So,
so tight.
Yeah. So he came up with this bottle design and I was like, okay, well that's cool. What are we going to do with it? And, at the time I was doing a lot of like deep tech stuff and a lot of product development. But one of the things I did on the side was I was coaching entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, if we can answer these 15 questions, then we got something. But that was a lot of work. It took us 4 years to answer those questions. And then when we, once we figured it all out, then we went to market. But the bottle's where it starts.
Right.
We didn't want to put the same vodka in there that everybody else gets. Spoiler alert, right? Most right. vodkas out there are the same stuff, just in a different package, right? So we were like, well,
some,
not all. I said most, right? Yeah. I said most. Definitely not all. There's in every liquor there are craft, mm-hmm. Producers and people that are doing things unique ways. That's liquor has kind of become what beer was, 20 years ago, where there are craft distillers and unique flavor. Like look right. at us, right? We're right. a unique kind of concept, and there's a lot of other people doing the same thing. But many of the standard well vodka that you're going to get, or even mid grade, a lot of, I'm not going to drop any brand names, right? A lot of vodkas that you drink in a lot of establishments that you might drink a lot of, it's the same stuff that's in those bottles.
And repackaging?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
No, that's a fact.
It is a fact. It is definitely a fact. I just don't want to throw shade, but.
No, you don't got to say no name.
Yeah, yeah.
That is going on.
It is 100% going on. And it's not just in vodka, by the way, that's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah. In every sure. spirit. Vodka is just most common. So we were like, we don't, we want something that's going to bring people back. So that's where we wanted to come up with a unique taste. So we spent another 2 years in R&D just on the taste. Mm-hmm. Probably 3,000 combinations of different vodkas and terpene profiles to get something that was going to actually resonate with the community that we were going after.
Right.
And that's how we want to approach the market, is that cannabis community. But you guys all tasted it. There's a little bit of that aroma there. Right. But the taste is meant to be complex enough that it can appeal to a lot of different palates. It doesn't just taste like you're chewing on, drinking bong water, chewing on weed. It's like a gin. There's botanicals. There's levels. There's smoothness. There's citrus. There's smokiness. There's a lot of different things that are in there.
It's definitely doing that, giving that for sure.
Yeah.
When I first tried it, I was like, yeah, this tastes like weed. I think I'm like, and then you broke it down to me what the process was.
Yeah.
So for the people who don't know what the process is, you think we smoking, drinking weed. Tell people the process of
how yeah. it's about. Okay, so let's start with cannabis.
Right. Of course.
What is cannabis?
Herb.
Right?
It's an herb.
It's an herb, right? But from commonplace knowledge, everybody knows what THC is,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the psychoactive. That's the drug. Blah blah blah. That's only one component of weed. Yeah. A lot of people now also know of CBD, right? CBD is one of a bunch of different cannabinoids, right? It's actually cannabinoids.
I like how you said that. When you said what is weed, I was gonna say cannabinoid, but
yeah, cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Yeah, that's so you have three main elements. You have your THCs, and by the way, THC, there's a bunch of THCs. There's THCA and THCV and all these THCs.
It's all kind of, that's crazy.
Exactly, and each one does a different thing to your body. Mm-hmm. And then same thing with the CBs, right? The cannabinoids, CBD, CBG, CBN, like all of these different CBs.
I didn't know they had that many things.
And then the third element is terpenes. Now, what people don't realize, when you have a favorite, like some people smell weed and they're like, that smells gross. Mm-hmm. Other people are like, that smells delicious. Some people, the same person may smell weed and say that's gross and delicious, right? Because some people have different strains they like, different flavors they like. None of it has to do with THC or CBD or any of that stuff. It's all terpenes.
Right.
Terpenes are just essential oils. They're flavor compounds and profiles. They're naturally occurring. They are in everything. If you've ever had a seltzer water, you've had terpenes. If you've ever eaten pineapple, lavender, pine, lemon,
strawberry, right?
Strawberry. Strawberries don't anything that has flavor essentially has terpenes. By the way, tequila has terpenes.
Okay.
Right? Like everything has terpenes. So all we've done is we have a proprietary blend mimics cannabis. Now, yes, we originally developed it with cannabis terpenes because that was the profile that we were going after.
Right.
But then we had to do again, 2 years of research to redo it legally with botanicals and from sources like pineapple and lavender and, you know, lemons and
right.
mint
gotta get it,
and that sort
get it
of thing.
Down
exactly.
to the science.
And it really is. It's very, very, you know, detailed chemistry that goes into it. But yeah, so that's what terpenes are. That's the complex version.
Right.
The short, like simple version.
Right, right.
They're essential oils that we use to flavor. They're just flavor compounds.
When I seen how you put it together with all of the different like the fruits and the spices and stuff like that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy how you can take those and make them smell and taste like weed.
Yeah, yeah, and that's
that was genius. Dude. That was a genius part. How did
yeah.
you do that?
That was definitely like the unique part of this. That's to be honest, we didn't know we could. We wanted to, and we almost gave up a lot.
What kind of sit down was that? Like, how did y'all get that together? Like, y'all just literally was in a room, like
no.
you have all these terpenes, and y'all was like mixing,
yeah,
mastering all the rest of it.
That there was a lot of that, yeah. But it started with an aha moment, and that was actually at something called MJ BizCon. Which is like the world's largest business-to-business cannabis conference.
Okay.
35,000 people in Vegas every year.
Ooh, of course it's in Vegas.
Hell yeah. And, and you know, it's a great show, good time. And we went there 4 years in a row. First time we went there was with a Hobby Lobby styrofoam version of this bottle.
Styrofoam?
Hobby Lobby styrofoam.
You know, those little like cones you can get at Hobby Lobby that, you know, kids use for their little... You know, third grade science experiments. Yeah, we grabbed one of those and literally like carved it and painted it and was like, this is a version of our bottle. Because we didn't want to spend a lot of time and money unless we knew we had something. And that was our community, right? So we went back and forth to them 4 years in a row. First time with styrofoam. Then we had a plastic bottle. Then we had, then we actually had like a version of what the smell and the taste would be. None of them were good enough, right? We kept going back. And
yeah,
then finally.
You gotta do that for sure.
Exactly. And then finally we had something that. And I told you the story, I think, about like the last minute drive to Vegas to get there barely in time. This was a fucking nightmare.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, no? Mm-mm. So long story short was we had this deadline, right? I said, look, if we can't launch by 4/2024, we got to pull the plug on this because we'd been doing 4 years of research. And the last chance we had to really get a good insight from our market was at this MJ BizCon, which was going to be in November
the year before. So you put the pressure on yourself.
We put the pressure on ourselves. And let's just say we had a lot of delays, a lot of issues, legal, regulatory, logistics. There was still like COVID issues that were left over, glass shortages, all these things. We ended up having to skip Thanksgiving, drive cross-country twice, hand-fill. Like, literally, I personally went and made the first 200 bottles at the distillery.
Are you serious?
Over Thanksgiving. We rented a truck, loaded this shit up, drove to Vegas, and made it over, like, just barely made it in time to set up for the show. Literally...
That's determination
like
for your
the
ass.
Fucking 5-0, basically. Like
that's
literally
crazy.
State people showed up at our booth and was like, you're not allowed to be here. And I had pulled out all this paperwork. I'm like, yes, we are. We did all this stuff, you know. It was a nightmare. But we got it. We got there. We made it happen. And the reason, the purpose is because we had a chance for 1,000 people to come by our booth and taste our... We didn't even have we had 12 of these bottles that we got the day before. Mm-hmm. And all we had was these like little... You know, bland, basic, like 50-cent bottles that we had bottled it in, and we just slapped some labels on, and we were like, "Well, you guys get it. It's gonna look like this, but this is what we got for now." And then we were just pouring these like little sample shots,
right.
And the feedback was like from our people, like from you know cannabis, but they were like, "Holy moly!" And then what I was telling you earlier about the OG Kush, so those are actual growers, like people who make weed. And I had never even planned to tell anybody what the baseline like formula was. Mm-hmm. And literally these growers were up here like taking it and just smelling it. And they're like, no, there's too much terpene for that. How much limonene is in there? Like they were doing like that kind of stuff. And they were like, this is based on OG Kush. I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
That's
how
they do.
I was like, oh Somalia. Somalia on something that's never existed. And so it was at that moment I was like, we have something here.
Right.
Like that was the aha moment, right?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
You're right. Let's do this right here. Not above you or below you. I'm right with you.
Can we get it high?
No, we're not. We get drunk.
Okay. I'm going to always do mine chilled.
Yeah, I like it chilled better.
I'm going to do mine chilled because, that's vodka.
It dilutes a little bit for you.
That's vodka.
That's 80 proof vodka.
Yeah.
That's motherfucking vodka. Yeah. Vodka. It's still
smooth.
Very, man. Very smooth. Mm. But remember when I took the chill shot?
Yeah.
And I was looking for my complaints?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I don't got none?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the chill because of that.
Yeah.
It hit the tongue. It layered up real, real fast on me.
So that's the thing.
The back of my throat.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Tastes like I hit a joint.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
That little.
Yeah,
but that's what we
okay. So you know that aha moment when you smoking weed and like the high hit you.
Yes,
that's what this dude like right at the back of your throat. That's like, ooh, I like that.
What you're experiencing, you can get the same thing off of a vape pen, or off of a dab.
Ooh, a dab.
And see the
reason is
that that's part of the terpene experience. That's not THC. That enjoyment you're getting. Like that's where the effect comes from. And terpenes are, you know, there's a lot of education left to do on them, and people are, you know, starting to discover what their powers are. But yeah, that's the uniqueness right there.
That is so dope.
Yeah. Oh, and like you're talking about with like, okay, so warm, you got one experience, chilled, you get a slightly different experience. If you do something as simple as like soda water, it opens up because it agitates, right? So it opens up different terpenes. So that'll be even yet a third flavor profile.
I've seen that on the flavor profile little pamphlet thing.
Yeah.
It was on there and I was like, ooh, Stintino sponsors us. I should do a Stintino sparkling water drink.
We did that.
You sat here and did a whole little experiment with the waters and stuff.
And it was funny because it did change those flavors.
Yeah, and then Stintino is like lightly flavored itself with, I'm sure it's with terpenes.
Well, it's probably, I mean, who knows? It's probably with, I don't know what they use.
Grape sugar.
I'm sure they use real juice in there. Yeah. But either way, it was very interesting. It's very cool, yeah.
What was your favorite again?
I liked the, which one? I think it was the lemon basil.
Oh, lemon basil.
I thought I was going to really like the pear with the black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that one didn't give me what I was looking for.
Okay.
With the pear with the black pepper. Yeah. I think I was looking for like a spicy taste.
Yeah.
It's very subtle.
I think the strawberry undoes kind of the pear and pepper on that.
I think that's what it is. I think it starts tasting like more like strawberry seeds.
Right.
Like them little bits of strawberry. Yeah, it's not light in this time. I'm so sad.
Did you put a whole cube in it last time?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. My peach and chong is not working.
Maybe you need some more in there.
I mean, you know me. I'm just going to keep adding more liquor to the light on fire. Like, don't worry, you guys.
Yeah, the first episode.
How many episodes you guys done?
That's what I was trying to count. I honestly can't tell you because it's episodes. It's episodes.
Well, how many years?
We still have 16 episodes to release.
Okay.
Don't bookmark that. We do. But it's crazy. That's
merchy.
I think it's crazy. But yeah,
what's
man.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, how did I do that earlier?
You had it blazing, too.
It was going up. I'm so mad.
So, on this here, it says, filtered through coconut husk.
That's AD talking, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, hi, y'all.
AD talking, by the way.
What is that?
Like, yeah. It's a coconut husk filtration system. Yeah. So, the vodka. So, our vodka, we were talking earlier about how not all vodka is the same.
Right.
So, our terpenes do a lot to the vodka. But the vodka that we start with is really high quality vodka. So it's corn-based, so it's naturally gluten-free. But it is made in the artesian style. And I think it's, if not the only, it's one of like two in the entire U.S. that is made in the artesian style.
What's the other one?
I don't know if there is another one. I think it's the same producer that makes our vodka, and I think it's just they have a private brand potentially, but it's the same vodka, right? So it's the same source vodka.
How the hell you find somebody with some exclusive vodka?
Private labels. Private labels. Yeah. So what we were talking about
that's
earlier?
An exclusive vodka.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We go through a craft distiller, and there's only like a couple brands that essentially have access to it. Yeah. Yeah,
let's taste what she got right here.
Let's do it.
Well, you guys, I was going on a spin of the traditional lemon drop, but I wanted to bring in those fall, beautiful LA crispy flavors with a little shot of peach flavoring up in there. Instead of using traditional simple syrup, I went with a peach flavor simple syrup. And the lemon was supposed to like a blaze, but of course, the universe said I'm perfect enough. So here we go.
Well, it was a nice attempt and it still looks very nice.
I took the lemon drop recipe straight from the little pamphlet profile you gave me.
That's what's up.
And
that's pretty good.
I tried it before the show came on. It was pretty good.
That's pretty good. You know, we actually have a riff off of that where we add some Grand Marnier.
Oh, shit.
And it gives it like, because again, the terpenes interact with like the flavors of the Grand Marnier and you get like.
Yeah, and I told like, you I'm freezing. Like, it adds to that citrus finish. It's like
it goes
a very sweet finish, and I'm sure that like pairs very well with that.
This really but you also get some smokiness
go
with it.
The peach,
huh?
And that's why I wanted to create like the flame effect because I'm like, we smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. Crisp,
that was a good idea.
The vibes. Stay tuned, y'all.
Creative.
We're going to insert the video in here and me getting it right. insert that
right. I mean, you got time to make another one? Shit.
I don't know. You know, I'm about to stand back here and figure it out. I'm about to be back there and say, I don't know. I put a lot of.
That's why we should have had the cameras rolling then. Because that's crazy. That shit was blazing.
The blooper reel.
So, what were you trying to blaze? You're trying to blaze the lemon peel?
She put some vodka inside the lemon, like a cup.
Yeah, it's inside the lemon and it plays.
Oh,
yeah.
So that the drink would be like a bong.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Giving like each one. Whatever. I'm so mad.
We'll use some AI to like throw them in.
God, tell the AI to add the
flavor. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, it still gives it like a smoky face.
What's your next 5-year plans for Ivy 20?
Yeah, man. So.
How do you, first of all, that's not how you pronounce it on the bottle.
Oh, that's, yeah, good point. Okay, so,
yeah.
So the bottles say Ivente.
Ivente.
So
it was something different. Yeah.
So listen, and this is confusing right now. Like, I get it, and we own that, right? It's all the same thing. It's all 420. IV is Roman numeral for 4.
Mm-hmm.
Vente is Spanish for 20.
It is. That's you know it. What's so funny?
Yeah.
I was about to tell you that. I was on everything
shit,
I said because I'm that kind of girl.
I was
about to tell you, like, but you know, technically it's like saying 420 in Spanish.
It is. It's all 420. Yeah. The first 10,000 bottles we produced were produced in Mexico. So the first 10,000 bottles all say that.
Wow.
Straight up. So the next, after we run out of those, they're all going to say IV20, which again is still 420. But we're probably going to save like 500 of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like this.
And release them as collector's edition. Yeah.
The Spanish
version. Exactly. But yeah, it's all 420. Everything we do, we're 420. We're the 420 brand. Everything we do, and that's how we're like branding ourselves, kind of. You know.
Was there anything 420 branding related that you guys couldn't do?
No, in fact, we have a trademark pending for. Being the spirit of 420. Wow. Yeah. Mm. So like when you look at spirits, obviously there's like a triple meaning in there, obviously.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, so like, we're that's one of our hashtags, you know, hashtag spirit of 420.
I like that.
So yeah, that's really like that's our tagline.
Okay, you know? So it's me and you, 420, 2025, we're going up. Crazy.
That's right. That's the 1 year.
And it's gonna be your 1 year anniversary. Year.
That's what's up.
Oh my goodness. Yep. Okay, I want to be the official bartender for.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And yeah, because we gotta be doing events and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
We always gotta have representation.
So how's that been? How's it been being a new spirit owner, freshly living in LA, still right under 5 years? I call it still new.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that been like? Did you go from like being a normal cool guy to like a super motherfucking cool guy? Like what?
Oh man. So what's it been like? How do I answer that in less than like 30 minutes, man?
Y'all day we chilling. I'm about to make some more shots.
Man, how's it been? It has been fucking good. Crazy. It's been fucking crazy. Like a year ago, I never could have imagined some of the just, you know, interesting scenarios or opportunities or whatever that like
Because this isn't your day-to-day life. Do you mind if we talk about like what you usually do?
Yeah, of course. No, this is my full-time job now.
Okay, so you don't do engineering anymore.
No.
You get the right business, you got to jump
in. Yeah, you got it. This is a full-time gig. Like we're
So that's my next, I got a question for that one.
We're full-time in Florida and California. We've already launched two markets in the first 6 months.
You know, I was going to be like,
when did you decide that this is going to be a full-time thing? When did you quit the job? I was like, let me see what that
is. Because
that's crazy. What made you quit the job?
I quit in February.
2024.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
Okay, so.
I decided I was going to quit. So listen, I had a plan a while ago.
Okay.
Where I said, I'm going to.
Talk about it.
I'm going to. And I use for people who are just listening, I am using the literal largest of air quotes here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm helping him.
I had this
plan. Everybody. Yeah.
All together now.
I had this plan of retiring. You know, by the time I was 45. And what that really meant was I wasn't going to work for somebody else by then.
Right, okay.
Right, like I'm going to be having my own businesses, my own side hustles, my own revenue streams, my own whatever it was.
It's gone.
By 45. I'm trying to tell how old I am. Yeah. I am not 45. And let's just say I had to do that plan early. There was no, like once you start, if you're.
Is this your first
it is
project?
Not.
No.
Absolutely.
So then you know what happens at the peak.
Absolutely. I'm a serial entrepreneur essentially.
Okay, boom. I love that. Yeah. Me too.
I started my first business in third.
I was like, this is free. This is free. That's what we do. That's what we
Four.
Do. Hello.
There we go. That's what's up. Air five. There we go.
Five.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's not
right. Whole squad ready. So
it's hilarious because like back in the day, like in the 70s, 80s, 90s, like the American dream, big time alive. All small businesses. Mm-hmm. Then there was these massive like consolidations in the 90s and the 2000s with all of these bubble bursts and everything else. And mm-hmm. Small business is dead. Walmart's killing it. Amazon's killing it. Boom, 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 boom. The future's all small business again.
Mm-hmm.
The prevalence of the freedom of information, of internet, of AI, of all these things. We now a solopreneur can literally do the same shit that Walmart can do in terms of graphics, in terms of design.
Solopreneur. Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So like it's completely like evening the playing field. Now, you have to fucking hustle.
You like the drink.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's all about hard work. And then it's all about product market fit. Man, we got off way on the tangent. I don't even remember.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. This is not scripted.
So basically my next question is just for you back on. This is and we don't hit anything.
No,
goes back to like what was talking about originally. You're a serial entrepreneur, so this is not the first. What was the first venture?
Like third grade first,
really?
like big time first, like
yeah. We was chatting up off the camera, and so you already told me that you're not even from California, mm-hmm. and you're not even from where you came from. When you got here, mm-hmm. so you're originally
he's an implant.
From. Look, I'm like, where are you from?
He's an implant. You're originally from
Oregon.
Okay, and so
wait, Oregon.
He said Florida.
Oregon.
I'm tripping. I'm sorry.
Like Portland.
Oregon is a state.
I'm not gonna cut that out.
Oregon is a state.
We here now.
Okay, in North America.
One of 50.
Yeah, okay, my bad. Go ahead. Good part of Oregon.
Take him back to third grade.
Right. In third grade, was you making money tutoring?
I was. I had.
They're tutoring trap house.
It's grade school. I have
California.
Big pimp.
North America.
Yeah,
what was the continent song? What was run up?
Oh my God.
There are seven big ones. I don't even want to tell y'all how Barney has.
Get out of here.
2 weeks ago, that every fucking thing I know, Barney taught me. Everything I know. Every time people ask me something, I'm like, wait. So y'all I'm a bill on Capitol. Y'all fucking losers. Oh like God. I was learning everything when I was younger.
And now it's TikTok.
Every day.
You know why I'm at this drinking light on fire? Because I was watching an hour worth of TikToks.
All right. I got all the ingredients. That shit was all edited. My shit set up.
Like emerald.
It's okay. It's okay. You got another shot. You got another shit. Shot.
What'd he say? Abracazoo. I feel like I'm on Harry Potter when he kept on trying to get his name, his housing. He was trying to tell the cat, like, damn. Yes. Motherfucker kept saying Shaq. He said, this is not the right house. That's how I feel right now. Like, why did life? It's so childish.
So what was your third grade after?
Oh, my God. I had two businesses. Back then.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay. So
in third grade?
How are we getting deep?
They were seasonal.
They were seasonal.
In third grade?
Yeah. So
in third grade, you were plowing snow. Sorry, that was hard to get out.
Everybody thinks it snows up there. It does not snow.
It don't?
No, it rains.
It's just more rainy, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Like Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So in the summer, I would go around and I would gather up. So, you know. You were a young man, young boy.
I was.
I'm sure you played some sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever.
Sports.
Ladies, I'm sure you did something in the summer for hobbies, perhaps sports or something else.
Babysit.
And maybe you had... I babysitted. I babysat, too. That's good money. That was good money. I babysat, too. Hell yeah.
My number one sport was... summer school, because I never actually had to go, but I just wanted to go school. To see what was crazy.
I did.
Because I had to get
I went for free lunch and all that. I ain't
never had to actually go.
Even then.
I had all my credits by 11th grade. I could have graduated. They like, girl, you've been going to summer school since 9th grade for nothing.
Why do you do that? Your ass be busy. You stay busy.
Since I was younger. It's
that's
like,
good. That's
it's
good.
That is.
She likes to learn. She definitely busy. Likes to learn.
I'm nosy and I like to learn. Perfect combination.
So I would I'd go around and I'd gather up, like somebody might have a baseball mitt but no bat, right? Or a ball but no, you know,
you
whatever.
Supply and demand on
exactly. So what I would do is I would go gather up everybody's like partial equipment and then make complete sets, lay it out on my lawn, and then rent it back to the neighborhood kids as a full set.
Yeah, you had supply and demand on a lot.
I like you. Yeah. That's the first time I heard that
one. Yeah, and then in the winter, what I would do is I would, for friends and family, I would wrap everybody's Christmas gifts, and I would start at Thanksgiving, and I would charge them like 50 cents a gift, dollar a gift, however big it was.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
After 3 weeks of that, I would have a few $100. So as a 10-year-old, I had enough money to buy everybody I loved a gift. Like, which most 10-year-olds don't have.
That's dope. Yeah.
I think
you
are chicken.
Yeah. What? Yeah, if you don't have no stuff, LA.
They raised me to give me oranges. You watch out. Oranges are going to get me in our ass. Like, where are they fucking breeding them at? Oranges. No,
that's special. That's special to me.
Yeah, I got to braid my own hair, too. So I'm
oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm worried about the weather.
All years.
They rain.
Hey, you need a mitt? I have a couple balls back here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the vodka. I just
and I don't drink vodka, y'all. So y'all fault.
Yo, that is funny.
I do smoke weed though, so I feel like I've been introduced.
It pairs well,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like whiskey and cigar.
Is you know what? Can I tell you an honest true statement? Back in the day. Back in the vodka days, I don't know how long y'all been drinking, but I've been drinking since back when vodka was popular. Mm-hmm. And I was a big, big, what? I was a pink bottle girly. Do you know what that is?
I got a picture of me in the studio
the
right
Whitney?
Now with like the big
no,
gallon.
Not Pink Whitney. What I'm about to tell you about ran so that Pink Whitney
could even walk so even people run.
What?
No.
What is it? Nouveau.
Oh, Nouveau.
Nouveau
and Grey Goose.
Nouveau was
came
in and out.
Together,
yeah.
And made the pink bottle because you wasn't drinking like Grey Goose unless you had something. This cute foggy pink bottle that didn't even exist. So when we found out, shout out to T-Pain, it was Nouveau and Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
After that reign of terror in my life, I let vodka go. Me and vodka fell out. We had a big ass fallout at a Joe Moses pool party. Me and vodka. Went to town together and got put out the party. Period.
Oh, shit.
Every time I drank vodka after that, it would make my elbow hurt.
Your elbow?
It would make my elbow hurt so bad.
Oh,
and so I stopped drinking vodka because I'm like, I think I'm allergic.
What?
My elbow don't hurt.
Ooh. Welcome back.
Shout out to Ivy.
Welcome.
That's because this vodka is medicinal.
Yeah.
Hey, people claim terpenes have health benefits. We don't. We sell vodka. It might make you forget about the pain. But there's a lot of believers that terpenes do have health benefits.
Yeah, that's the real I. It's the real IV.
Yeah. It's so many uses in that name, like the medicinality of terps with the IV. Yep. I like it. If you know what, y'all was really
some thought into it for real. I said that last time we was talking. Like, yeah. Man, you put thought into this.
A lot of thought went into this.
Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long. I feel like this was made for you.
You spent a lot of time on it for sure.
Fuck yeah.
But 4 years not that long. We interview people who was trying to sell this
since
2010,
and then it's 2024, and they just now launching.
Yeah.
So. It's fire.
You did your job.
Well, we were, I mean, we were essentially full time on it for a while, even while we were working. You know, so it's just a lot of hours. It's a lot of
sound
hours.
Sound like me.
Yep.
Full time.
You know what it is.
It's dope. When you see the company in about 4 or 5 years, like what are the next steps?
So we just launched Cali, we just launched Florida. To be honest, we're going to be pretty focused on those two markets and then growing our online presence for the next, you know, at least year.
Mm-hmm.
Once we expand, it's going to be pretty strategic. Mm-hmm. States that, you know, we have relationships or that are, you know, clamoring for us, you know, those sorts of things. And then eventually, you know, we want to get like picked up by somebody who can distribute us nationwide and then become kind of a household name, but that's going to take time.
Of course.
So the 5-year plan is really easy to talk about.
Right.
What we're hyper focused on is the next 24 months and really the next 12 months. Okay. So right now it's like, we did a friends and family round to raise enough money to like launch it, right? To like get our first 10,000 bottles, get into market in Florida, California. We're now in like
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
80 retail stores in Florida. We're in three in California because this was the first week we could onboard, right? So we like literally our stuff touched down in California like 4 days ago.
I'm gonna be at Costco doing like my regular Costco thing, and then I'm gonna look over like
not Costco. Hey.
What stores are you looking into right
now? So
the
first three stores we got into are in Long Beach. Okay. I'm gonna be hitting up West Hollywood tomorrow to see like what we can get.
Okay,
into.
I do want to put one place on your list of places to go because I ain't saying they take everybody, but. Everybody who buy liquor and exclusive liquor, good liquor, Emilio's Beverage Warehouse right here in Lakewood.
Emilio's, let me write
every
down.
Independent brand I know. Every independent brand that I'm familiar with is in Emilio's
on Lakewood and
Artesia.
That's a plug. We got to talk to Emilio's.
Oh, shout out to Emilio's. What you mean? My shakers. Yeah. A lot of my little supplies stuff come from here.
All right. That's
I'm
what's
good
up.
Friends with the cashiers. Don't know none of their names, but they follow me on TikTok.
There you go. Right. We got to get it in.
And the dude was like, I knew you looked at me. I'm like, ooh, he's like, here, I got something for you. And that's why I got these little shakers.
Right. There you go.
So are you thinking like retail stores only, or like are you trying to get into bars?
Yeah,
too?
Of course. Of course. But generally speaking, like bars aren't gonna take you if nobody's asking for you yet. But that's not to say we are in some bars. Like
got it.
So far, like in Florida, we've already gotten into a couple of clubs. Like nice. Like one of the clubs that TI performed at recently. Mm-hmm. Like we're on the bottle serves menu there. Shout out Euphoria. Euphoria.
Go to the treehouse out here.
Yeah, Treehouse.
Out here, Treehouse Cafe.
Okay.
One level is dispensary, one level is restaurant, one level is bar.
Okay. Definitely got to check that out. Treehouse. Check that out.
Been there.
Well, that's where Alvin went for his birthday.
That was that?
That's where he was.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's
he was in there high restaurant. Smoke. They were smoking in the
That's our market, you know?
Yeah, and I think that it tastes really great and pairs really well. So
yeah.
It'll be able to be like blossom.
That's the thing. So for I'm not gonna say a bartender's dream, but for a real mixologist, you know, somebody who wants to create custom cocktails and this shit can replace a vodka, a gin, and a tequila because of what you can mix it with.
Yes.
We want to talk about restaurants. So Barrios, again, shout out Barrios. It's a chain, but Barrios in Ybor City in Tampa. They just had their grand opening like 6 weeks ago. We went and did a something for their grand opening where, you know, they're a taco and tequila bar. Well, because of our terpenes, we can do stuff that other vodkas can't.
Yes.
And so we actually made a terpene margarita for them for their menu.
Period.
Called the Hot Box.
With
like some smoked salt. Like we did like smoked salt on the rim, and it had like, again, Grand Marnier actually in that one. Like that's a good pairing.
Yeah.
We did some triple sec, some orange. So we can do a lot of things, and when you taste it, you're like, this actually has that depth that you would never get with another vodka, you know, but you add that stuff in it, and you're, and it's like, wow, this actually really works. And so that's what's really cool about this.
Immediately get the difference in it. Immediately, as soon as you put something else in it, it's like, it changes it.
I do have one product expansion idea.
The
liqueur.
Okay.
The liqueur. Because if you can do a non-alcoholic liqueur with the same flavor profiles, now you're walking into the mocktail. Now you're hanging out with the people who just want to have a little juice with a little extra going on.
And those could be served.
And I like it because, like I said, the flavor works. Like I did this with peach just off my brain, saying like I think if this tastes like I think it's gonna taste, peach is gonna work really, really good with it. And this was before I even tried it. I'm just automatically assuming that it should have.
Yeah,
I walked into it today and was like,
I literally automatically was like, when I read the thing and I seen that he had the lemon drop on it, I was like, okay, this works really well with bold fruity flavors, not fruity flavors that take over.
Yeah.
But fruity flavors that rest well.
And I think it works really well with most things. You know, if you want to do something that's more earthy and you use Bloody Mary mix, we call it a Buddy Mary. You know, a Tokton tonic, all these things.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say this.
I can't wait till 420. I'm going to dedicate the whole month to y'all.
Do it. And that's the other thing. We got the two holidays because we get the Christmas and the 420.
True.
But I will say personally, I don't love it with just OJ. That's the one thing I think it doesn't quite blend with as well.
You know what's crazy?
It does really well with orange liqueur, right? So it's like, I don't know, you know.
Nah, you know, I think that orange juice is a very, very classic and old school mixer.
Like, of course, screwdriver.
It's very classic, very old school.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell
y'all
you the
truth. Y'all know y'all shit. I ain't never
we
even had no
orange juice out of business a long time ago when we started using pineapple.
Shit.
No, but like I have a mobile bar. Mm-hmm. So in my mobile bar, I have my standard things. Better. Like my standard run.
Mm-hmm.
Orange juice does not make the cut. Not enough people enjoy cocktails with orange juice.
So let me
it used to.
You're 100% right. And then you can level it up even more. And just do, add the splash of cran, add the splash of soda water. Now you got a Bay Breeze. And that's like hardly any difference, but it's so much better.
So much better, though.
Yeah.
So much better. So I like that. I like coming across something that I won't have to put on my bar.
Smart.
And I won't have to worry about, you know, no offense to them. They're out there, the coffee liquor people, right? Mm-hmm. Because the cocktail will taste so much like coffee that there's absolutely nothing I can do with this but an espresso martini.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't do nothing else with it. There's another drink called a drug driver. Fucking nasty. So nobody wants it.
That was good.
But with this, I actually don't have to offer it. I don't have to suggest it. I can offer it. You know? So this is like one of the things where people are like, oh, give me something good.
Yeah.
And I can like
mix it together. Like, that was special.
Strong liquor.
I trust you.
Those are the people that fall in love with a cocktail at my bar.
It's been sitting in that sugar the whole time. It's fine.
They just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
No, the mobile bar community to me is like, I really want to like, hit me up because like, I want to plug in on that because I'm sure you know some of the other mobile bar people, right?
Yeah, I own staff other mobile bartenders.
So for me, like, and I just learned this, obviously new to the California market. In Florida, we can do tastings at any liquor store. Here, we can't do that.
No.
There's like only a few places that can do it. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Where you do mobile bartending,
that's
generally speaking,
your tasting.
You're my tasting, and you're sampling that community, but generally the people that you're doing things at have some money,
right?
So like at private events, potential investors, those sorts of things. Like, let's definitely talk about that. I'd love to like collab with you on that. We can figure something out.
It's private.
You know, we just met today, but we already got a lot of things to come in.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah, I love
more drinks. You know what we'll collab on.
Right. And I really like that you
I don't need the sugar.
You said no more sugar.
Mm-hmm. It's too sticky.
Too sticky. Remember we had the issue with the events. But we good.
I like this, Steve. And you don't even like people named Steve.
And you don't. I might work that out for me. You don't like Steven. You don't like Buck.
You make it hard for you, but man. It seems like what? you got in though.
We had the most important common thread. Social lubrication, but also cannabis community.
Cannabis
literally,
community. We love everybody
for sure.
Every just don't fuck with us. Just don't fuck with us.
Yeah,
let us fucking smoke.
Yeah,
it will be
alright. Look, I know you trying to figure out what's next.
Open more cannabis cafes.
I tell you, we do all these cannabis festivals. They don't even need security. Nobody's gonna fight. like nobody's fighting at these places.
That was my start.
The most stress is the line for the fucking snacks.
No, the sheer frustration when the food vendors say he ran out of food. Boy, if you don't Instacart some goddamn you, I'm about to have the bar bay go get it back. Can you make a run to Superior?
Right. That's funny.
I've seen it happen before, but I like that. This is a party. You did your shit. Where your boy at? He don't be coming out here?
He does. Next time he comes out here, I'll bring him out for sure. For sure. Yeah, he comes out, you know, a few times. He was here last month. I mean, like a week.
What's the next version of this bottle look like? Has he started working on that shit?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We have like three more products in line. Yeah,
I love when I get to see.
I can tell you about one of them right now.
Okay, tell me,
because we just announced it on Instagram, and it's going to be launching next month.
Okay,
and that is a conversion.
So I get some exclusive right now. Right.
So this we have a conversion kit for this thing, and so when you're done drinking it, it can turn into a bong.
A bong.
Oh, word.
Yeah. So something like this.
Right
so here. we have a. Yes, similar. So what we do is we actually have a custom glass tube.
Okay.
We punch a hole in the side of this, and it slides in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has the little bowl on it. So you pack that with the flour, light it, and then you, obviously the top is gone here, and you sucker out of here, right?
Oh, wow.
So you fill it with...
So the whole thing
This whole thing is the bong. So you're literally like, you're just kind of like this, you know? Like that. Yep.
Kind of like how you used to do like an apple back in the day, or like
But I don't know if you go to a glass store, like this is what bongs look like. They're tall,
They got like one little.
So now you've got a joint that turns into.
So
a bong.
Is it going to be like actual? You have to punch your own oil.
It's a DIY kit. Yeah.
Okay.
So you sell it as an upgrade. Yeah.
Remember, I was so tempted to buy one of those. I was about to buy a DIY glass cutting kit.
Oh, to make cups.
So yes. That's it right there.
Start altering all the
snaps. Okay.
Into glass.
It comes like with the cutter too?
Like
bit? No.
The bit, yeah. It's a diamond bit. Yep.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Spirit of 420.
Y'all thought about everything.
Then I guess I can tease. I'll tease one more. We do have a tequila that'll come out probably next year.
Yes, my thing.
That is going to be drinkable right out of the bottle because of the terpenes. So like, it's gonna be a really cool experience with that one too.
Hey, I only got one request.
Yeah.
Nice.
Only make Blanco. Don't make other version.
why is that? Why is that?
Because. Blanco is like the, you know, that's like the original, most purest form of tequila. Mm. And then I just feel like once you start doing extra shit, it's extra shit now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, keep it clean. Keep it.
I think,
you know, weed, the best weed is like clean.
And trust me,
why do you think we went after OG?
Because
if you can't master a Blanco, nobody's going to respect anything else you do. They're not going to respect anything else. You have to master the blanco.
This motherfucker smell like a turkey bag. If you know what I'm talking about.
You know.
If you know, you know.
Well, you know.
I ain't telling nobody this.
This podcast is probably going to drop right before Thanksgiving.
It really is.
Who knows? You better tune in.
For all of y'all out there, here go one for you. If y'all out there, y'all trying to figure out something to do for Thanksgiving, I want to see some Ivy and Tay pound cakes. Because I love a liquor-infused pound cake.
Ooh, interesting.
My that would be great in a pound cake.
That'd be crazy. It smells crazy.
Especially with that sweetness to it. Weed. That'll be a great
weed infusion with
the. This is one of my favorite parts right here. You see the ball right there? You start seeing the line.
Mm. Burn line?
No, you, like the liquid.
Yeah,
kind of cool. That's so fire. I think that's dope.
So I'm gonna get into your pockets.
Uh-oh.
It's time to mind your business.
You quit your job in February?
Yeah.
How much are you making off of this now that made you be okay to?
Oh, I don't make anything off this. I won't make anything off this for
you. You're like money out. There's no money here.
We're gonna be raising money for the next few years on this. Shit. We need to raise probably $10 million.
So why do I keep running into these issues? Like, we be interviewing new businesses. Shout out to the new entrepreneurs. Yeah. Shout out to the people who are innovating. Yes, that's dope. So we definitely got to do the follow up to make sure we get the numbers, because there's a lot of people that may want to start their own.
Yeah. So I'll give those people some inspiration.
Yeah.
I quit my job because I'm living off of my residual income of a different business that I built.
Okay.
Right. So like my job, I think we mentioned this for like 30 seconds when we were talking the other day, but it's about like, how do you build more than one business?
Okay.
Right. How do you build multiple revenue streams? How do you do that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. It's really fucking hard to do it once.
Right.
It's even harder to do it multiple times. Right.
Right.
But like, so that's what I'm doing though. Like in real estate, like that's what I did my first, you know, my first company was, well, my real company, not the little child companies that I had, but my first real company was, you know,
not the gift wrapping company.
Yeah, not that. But so that's, you know, that's kind of what it is for me. But no,
even
this
though here in California, you probably can make a motherfucking killing wrapping gifts. I'm even gonna lie to
you. Oh man!
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, they're so lazy.
Well,
put it like this: Macy's don't do complimented gift wrapping here. In every other fucking state, Macy's wrap gifts for free.
How much
Macy's
would I charge to
wrap a Lambo? You about to get back to work?
Wrap a Lambo.
This is the beauty of California. Me and you both know that wrapping a Lambo don't even take that much work. But you can go fucking viral if you be out here rapping Lambos. Like, who is out here rapping Lambos?
Not with a rap. Literally a bow. We talking about
no, I'm talking about a bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking rap.
No. Yeah, people create everything in such like a theatrical thing in LA. So it's like
the gender reveal of rapping.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I had Steve wrap the Lambo. Yeah, did you really get a Lambo if Steve didn't wrap the Lambo?
That's right. That's right.
And it's like, nigga, Steve got a box of bows at home. But I can see it going viral because I can also see Steve
made a new Instagram account. That's right. We going viral with that.
You could, though, because imagine going viral for literally like sticking 40,000.
Yeah, they go. People go viral for some stupid shit.
You
go viral. It's wild.
You go viral. That's easy.
Going viral is easy
in LA. Yeah. You have so many ways.
Well, going viral is impossible if you want trying to do it, it's impossible.
It ain't gonna happen. I literally posted a video of us talking about a relationship and going through the situation where she said she was showing too much in the beginning, and that shit went viral on TikTok. 140,000 likes. I mean, 114,000 views, like 50,000
shakes.
Get that bartender shaking.
That's right. It's even on here.
Shake well.
Yes.
Oh,
we out. There you go.
Press the wrong button.
Thank you.
That's right. I'll be your bar back.
My bar bae.
That's right.
And that's glad you even know what that is. You know how so many people be like, what's a bar back?
How can you be in this industry?
It is what it is.
Backing me up. Give me some more glasses. I need glasses.
I was telling him about my shirt.
Yeah.
The bar bae.
I love it.
What's that? And I was like, oh, that's what we call our bar backs because... Baby, you got to be a bar bae for the way I'm about to talk to you during this.
It's already got the ice and the lemon.
It's got to be a different personal.
Let me get one more straw.
I love you.
Of course. I promise I love you. Don't have nothing to do with you. I'll buy you a Gucci belt on Friday. Because, ooh, the way I'll be
shout out to the bar bae, right?
So how many gigs do you do every month or year or whatever?
All the time, every time, anytime.
Constantly.
Every other day.
Right.
So that's your like main day job is that stuff?
Yeah. So I actually started bartending. Everybody can hear my story all the time. I started bartending in 2009. I finessed my food and beverage director into thinking I knew how to bartend. And then he was like, you're going to bartend? And then I learned how to bartend that day. So then in 2018, I retired myself because... I had a customer in Staples Center who booked me for a watch party for a hockey championship game. And he paid me so much money that I just knew, like, oh, yeah, this is the future of me.
I hear you.
This is it. And it wasn't even a lot. It was $2,000, which ain't even shit.
But at the time, it was your aha moment.
Like, that was my aha moment. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew that that this was something in demand, but, like, on the lowest key. Mm-hmm. Like... People don't just be... I didn't know a lot of mobile bartenders or, like, independent bartenders or nothing like that. So, I started doing it in 2018. This year... Last year was my biggest year financially.
Let's get it to your... No, just
fine. Right? Let's get it
to your...
But this year was... This year probably matched last year's finances. But this year, I made my biggest collaboration. I became the official bartender for Trap Kitchen. I became the official bartender for Trap Kitchen. So, I made a gang of money with them this year. I made a lot of networking connections, and I've worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday every fucking week of this summer.
That's what's up.
And summer's obviously my busiest year because it's California.
You know what it is.
We about to get into holiday season. I've been working on my professional look, my professional standards, because I'm trying to get those.
You're talking to the man right now. Yeah,
exactly. I'm trying to get those business bookings, them holiday parties, corporate parties. You know, the small businesses that are just big enough to throw a Christmas party for their clients.
If you need help, because that's what I do. That's my side consulting. I help with pitch decks and fundraising, business plans and market research and all that.
We'll make a trade for a trade. I'll show up and pass my shots wherever you need me at, friend.
We will definitely trade for trade on
bar bays. We'll be walking down with like a...
Plus, you're already in venues here and there, right?
I'm in venues. I have a relationship with three venue owners that I'm their primary go-to bartender service. So that's what I've been focusing on.
No, I've
building that.
I've raised over $80 million my career so far. Pitch decks are one of my.
So the $10 million mark doesn't scare you?
No.
Saying that we need to raise $10 million for IV for 420.
Of course, it's scary because a lot of that money that I raised was for other companies.
Okay.
Right? Like, this is the only time, like, I've never quit my job. Given up a really nice paying job and put everything on the line and said, yeah, to my conservative family, like, yeah, I'm quitting my job in the defense tech sector, you know, where I've got 20 plus years of experience, and I'm going to go open up a cannabis flavored alcohol company right after I just moved to LA, the most expensive market to live. Right?
How did they react to that?
That's cool.
How did your conservative upbringing family react to that?
They were my first investors, believe it or not. Yeah, but it didn't start
basically
there, right?
They believed in what you were doing.
Well, no, they saw the 4 years of work I put in, and they know how hard I work, and they're like, well, and they also, like, if I put my own money into it, like, when I told you, I told my business partner, we have to answer these 15 questions, I said, if we answer these 15 questions, not only do I know we can raise money, I'll put my own money in, right? So that's how it started. I put my own money in. He put some of his money in. And then we went and said, okay, to our family, Now you guys, now I feel comfortable asking you guys to put money in because we've done our work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we know what we're doing. And it's not to say there's no risk. It's a startup. Of course there's right. risk.
It's always a risk.
But, like, if you do your homework, you can try to offset that risk and take what is normally a 91% failure rate and try to make it at least a 50-50, yeah. you know?
The most important part is make sure you got it structured right. That's, like, the bones and the bottom of it. Then you worry about everything else, yeah. especially going into different markets.
Yeah.
So as long as you got the business structure,
you know, the way I like to use kind of an analogy for it is
we're lighting up.
So you know when you're like following your GPS mm-hmm. and there's construction or there's an accident
road
or whatever, right? And you have to, imagine the old days, like when you printed a map and you were driving across country and that freeway shut down, you're like, what do I do? Like, if I go off this exit,
I don't know how to detour.
Exactly.
What the fuck
do you do? So this is the best way, like when I describe an entrepreneurial journey and how do you figure out, like when you're, because most people are used to having a boss or a board or a mom or a dad, somebody who they can go to. When you're doing your own business, and especially if it's a type of business that's never been done before, there is no guide.
I've been there before.
Right? Even babies have guidebooks now.
Bruh.
They're on Amazon. Like, you can buy them.
Hooked on Phonics.
Right? And it's like, they're 4.8 rated. So, like, a lot of parents have been like, yeah, this shit is true. It's the Bible.
My baby was talking by 6 months. I swear to God.
So, but if you're doing something brand new, there is no guideline for it.
No.
So, the way I like to say it is the CEO, the person who's, like, in charge of it, you have to be like the GPS. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter, because I promise you, you're going to get lost every day. Yeah. You're going to hit the roads, the valleys, all this shit. People are going to knock you off your tracks. It doesn't matter. You just have to know what the end destination is so that you can reorient your like compass every single time you get fucking thrown for a ringer. Like, that's the only way it works.
Yeah, right. So like, how did you deal with that, you know, like adversity and because, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
my first 15 years... I got hired like when I got out of the military. First of all, my whole life has been this way. It's like hit a roadblock, figure it out, you know, whatever.
Is Oregon like a military hub? No, like a lot of people do that.
Oregon's liberal.
So how did you end? So that's what I want to know, because you're giving me like super fun hippie vibes, yeah. right? Like you were born on the West Coast.
I was born on the West Coast. I'm an anomaly. Like I'm not. You cannot put me in.
I've never heard of like nothing fun happening in Oregon. And
I've had some fun in
Oregon.
Let's
fun
say,
no, that was, yeah,
let's,
fun.
Let's make a trip.
You see, AD can take me to Kentucky.
Bro,
only thing going through my mind is some cowboy boots. I ain't even gonna fucking lie to you.
Cowboy.
And some sandals.
Kentucky?
I don't even know Kentucky. What to do.
Oh, Kentucky. Yeah, yeah.
My uncle got a bee farm out there. I said, me and my friend gonna come stay at your B-Port for a few days.
Dwight. Fruit.
I don't even fucking know where we gonna be at versus where he gonna be at. In my mind, Kentucky is this big. I can stretch my arm and touch them. That's the delusion of being in California. But that's the delusion of... Yeah. But being from California is so big.
Yeah, so California big. Everything so big, else is so small.
You know, like, I'm convinced of that. So it took me a long time to travel and see other places to, like, find out that, like, oh, this place isn't just plains and cows. Like, it's a little cracking over there. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, then you like called your own upbringing conservative, and then you said you was in the army. So I'm just like,
yeah.
When did you know you was fun as fuck? Like,
oh, it's like, all over, yeah.
Because it sounds like you've been fighting the feeling.
Well, I've been exposed to just too much. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in Oregon, which is super liberal, like super super liberal, especially Portland. And then I immediately ended up going to like rural Washington. As a biracial person with...
What you mix with?
My mom is Indian.
Okay.
And my dad is, you know, European Indian. Mutt. No. Dot, not feather. Mutt. Yeah. Like from India.
Dot, not feather.
Yeah.
Why would you say dot, not belly?
You never heard that?
No.
No.
Never.
Steve, we don't edit this show. Like that.
That wasn't racist, though.
No. As the only Indian person here, I'm telling you, it's not racist.
Right, I'm like, my family from Oklahoma.
My family from California.
I've never been in a room full of black people who are trying to be like, I might be something.
God, dude.
Like,
that's why I asked him when he mixed it, because when he said biracial, I'm like, oh, weird. I didn't weird.
The curl.
Now I see that curl.
I need to check out the little curl, but now I know it's a natural.
Yeah.
It's a natural. That's not like clear.
You thought I had the Jerry curl, though?
Yeah.
Add a little flat.
It's
funny. It's funny you talk about that.
This
because
is now he for real into this is amala oil, motherfucker. I use amala in my hair.
Amala who?
Amala oil.
I do use oil.
You know, I told you. That's what the Indians use. That's
you know, not like that.
You say, you got me. God damn it, you got me.
I use coconut, you know.
Coconut oil.
For Soxy oil.
Yeah.
Anyway, get back to the fucking subject at this point. God damn.
That is the subject. He's
I didn't put no almond oil on my cheek.
No.
I don't do that. I do that.
See, he didn't professionalize distraction. He come through beautiful, smile, well dressed.
Yeah.
It take you like 4.5 months to be like, what is under that hat?
Ain't no coconut oil.
At least you have nice skin under your hat, though. Some, like, all day hat wearers, they skin be fucking insane up under that
hat. Because I don't wear hats. I don't wear hats all the time. I only wear them sometimes.
Good.
That's your forehead breathe.
Most so important.
Some people be having like a little dark little line on.
Yeah, that's not, you know what I'm talking about. People that been, I don't know what they been doing with their hats, but the hat, them and the hat, they like the hat allergic to them. Like, you ought to let that forehead go.
Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah. So where your partner stay?
He's in Orlando.
Okay, so that's how y'all cornered Orlando.
He's the black one.
We have auntie.
Oh, he black? You have a black
woman? Yeah, auntie stay. She just digit the more the fuck out of you right now.
I mean, shout out to Compton. That's where she from.
I think the vodka's kicking in.
Yeah,
it's or the turpentine, I'm not sure.
Probably both. Or the blend I hit before I started drinking.
See? Now you're getting that crossfade going.
You know it's going crazy because I'm over here sipping the shot and sipping the cocktail. Every time I want to take the shot, I'm like...
It's hard to put it down.
I cannot
very hard this to
put it back. I'm
well, thank her. She made the drink.
Yeah.
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 We're just one of the ingredients.
No, but thank you. This is so cool. I'm gonna say it again. I was not excited. I'm like, vodka. I'm doing sober October. I'm probably only gonna, and I was only gonna have one drink because I'm doing sober October.
That's a thing. I never heard of that one.
Sober October.
No,
sober October is like Cali. California thing. You be trying so hard to stop drinking.
Yeah.
We have for every month, there's like a little sober slogan.
I get it.
It's so like you said we should record an episode in November now.
No, I only October. My thing was.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you what though. October, November, and December
for bars.
More spirits are sold.
Yes,
you know why?
The rest of the year combined.
Oh, now we gotta keep recording out here.
October, November, December.
Yes,
it's the season of bars.
Yes.
That's lyrics.
I love that. I don't think I'm ever sober in October. I don't.
I'm so tempted to make a pumpkin flavored cocktail for y'all, but I said I ain't gonna do it.
I live in the city now, so you'll get
that.
No sugar cheaters.
No, I live. There's no kids around where I live.
Nah.
You know who lives in Florida, California? He lived in Florida, California. They're so motherfucking high, they wouldn't dare have a fucking.
I haven't seen it. I have I haven't seen a child in months.
I like that.
Like, are you joking me?
You know, I live my life like that.
So when I used to live in the suburbs, and we'd have like kids come around for trick or treating, I'd have like my bowl of candy, and then I would have like my hot toddy cider fucking dispenser for the
adults. You know what I mean?
Like, I can't wait to
the little Dixie cups. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you got to. I can be the sneaky.
We're going to his house.
Yeah. Well, that was
in like neighbor.
That was in Pennsylvania, so it was like cold out, you know?
Oh, got it. Got it.
You disappointing me every time you start talking about these places you lived at.
Why?
Because I only want you to have lived on the West Coast. I don't want nobody else to have bored you to death before you got
here. Man,
that's the reason why I shaped the way it is. No. You had to make it fun.
That's right. That's where you get the fun. You get the experiences. You travel around.
So, are you like the life of the party?
Some parties absolutely, but like, man, I'll tell you what. There's some people that
I'm about to definitely put me to shame. I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah,
I'm about to say some stupid shit.
What you about to say?
God, I'm about to say not the Diddy parties. Are you?
No.
You said some parties. Diddy parties?
Yeah.
They got me beat.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I just, like I'm definitely a mix of introvert and convert. Like, I have...
I don't mean to ask this,
yeah.
But we asked this question here. This is the only cliche thing we do on our show.
It's a lot.
Stay away from a lot of cliche things. But we do ask this one question. What's your sign?
Oh, he's a Cancer.
So crazy.
What does that mean?
That means exactly what it sounds like.
I don't know nothing about it.
He infects and spray.
I don't like you right now.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I know, because I don't know anything about horoscopes. Like, I'm like,
it was an attack. You're going to retaliate.
I don't know.
Here you go.
Horoscopes to retaliate.
Boom. Stay away from it.
Here.
I'll just be like, all right, well.
He going to take that one around. Like, music, it is what it is. Oh.
No. I mean, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, right?
True.
You could be spreading joy and love and cookies and bubbles and, you know, infecting everybody with love, joy, and cookies and bubbles.
Well, right now I'm spreading vodka.
Like, stick to that. You know, like, stick to that. Stick to that. Whatever your conscience is saying, ignore it.
That's
take
right.
a shot, you know?
That's right.
Whenever the cancer in you is like, I want to be whiny, be like, no, motherfucker, have a shot.
Take a shot, why not?
Yeah,
I don't make that sense. So, tell everybody where to find you as
we can. Yeah. We on Instagram, drink, D-R-I-N-K, the word drink, IV20. It's that simple. And we're that on everything. Drink IV20.
You have TikTok.
We got TikTok. We
Instagram,
got Instagram.
Facebook.
All of it.
We can put you on Open Bar Podcast website.
I'm sorry?
Open Bar Podcast website. OpenBarPodcast.com.
Yep. Drink IV20.com. Same thing.
I like
that. Yep.
You guys want to do a closing shot? I collected our shot glasses, but.
All right, let's do it.
Don't worry. We're going to have it anyway. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for having me. You're actually pretty fun.
You're pretty fun, Steve. And I like Steve's, okay?
That's awesome. It's fine. It's different circles, right? Like,
yeah. Man. I'm not going to lie. I hope that you call me.
On your ass today. What the fuck going on?
I like Steve fun. I want to come do some events with
Let's
you.
Do
I want to turn people
all right.
with you.
You want to remember what we said? What did I say?
What'd you say?
Yes.
You said something like, not above us,
ooh,
not below us, but right in front of us.
That's how you know it's not we. That's how you know it's not we. He would have forgot the shit. Thank you for coming. Conversation never on a block. Leave me by the bar.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It
prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.